Myra had a dream, and I sent it to all of you, and you probably may have all read it, and you may not. If those that haven't, that's why I'm reading it. And those that have, I'm reading it because I think we will see things in it that not one person can see. It takes a body. She says, this was a very vivid dream in which I remember many details. And I had to laugh. She said, I'm trying to learn to interpret my own dreams. I thought, well, yeah, I got you. I don't think it's a learned thing. But in my dream, I entered this building that seemed familiar to me. When I walked in, the first thing I noticed was that the interior had been redecorated. Oh, yes. Because she's really looking inside of herself, and even in a bigger picture than just inside herself. There were people in the lobby and someone behind the counter. I noticed the clean look with white walls, always righteousness, and a rose pinkish color in an area where there was some cabinetry on the wall. Of course it's rose pink. It's got blood in it. I spoke to the person behind the counter and I said, I really like what you've done to this place. The response back to me was, and this is all important to know, the person said to her, all I really like is you. So that tells you how personal God is to you. Personal to you. I wasn't sure that what was meant by this, so I just continued walking to what seemed to be my room. When I got to my room, the door was open. Actually, there were no doors. The entrance was like walking through a double patio, but the doors were not there. I walked in and I thought, oh, how nice. Because when I entered and looked straight back, there was another door opening, again, like double patio doors, but the doors again were not there. That is just such a perfect picture of the gate and the door and going to be the veil. Watch. But the doors again were not there, so I could see outside into the patio area. And the patio was surrounded by lots of greenery. It was very pretty. Now, this doorway had a divider in the middle, as the front doorway did not. Again, it looked like a double door patio without doors. But this one had a divider in the middle, rightly dividing the Word of God. I mean it. It takes spirit to do that. You can't do it in your stupid mind. It can't happen. It just, the rational mind cannot divide the Word, the living Word that you are. It can't be done. I walked toward the patio area. And I stood on the right side. Righteousness is all through this dream. Of the entranceway, just before you step onto the patio. I remember seeing a deep purple flower arrangement. And of some sort tied around the divider, which was in the middle of the doorway. The purple arrangement was facing inside the room. And another white brown. To me, the purple represents the royalty, the kingship in us, who we really are. And the white brown represents righteousness, instability. Brown's always a stable number, color. It was facing the outside of the room. I then looked to my right and noticed more pretty, colorful flowers. I then looked up and noticed an eagle coming toward me. Next, I backed up into the room a ways, and the eagle was in the middle of the doorway. Its wingspan was huge, and he moved toward me. He could not come in because he was too big to come in with a division there in the middle of the doorway. So the next thing I saw, he flew around the side of the building and arrived in the doorway in the front of the room. This time, he was not alone. There was another eagle beneath him, a tad bit smaller, with bronze-colored wings. That's USA, folks. That small eagle is. I thought to myself how beautiful they both were. I could see the face of the bigger eagle so vividly. Although the eagles were a bit from where I was standing, it was as if for a moment the bigger eagle was an arm's length away from me. It was up close and personal. As I looked into its eyes and noticed the beak, the crown of its head, how strong the body appeared. Its head and body was white, righteousness. And the red of his wings, his the blood, was something I had never seen before. The eagle was big and looked strong and healthy, majestic and royal and almost mesmerizing. Next, I noticed neither eagle had their wings spread. They were just outside of the entrance to the room. It was as if both eagles were hovering in that space, the one above the others, wings closed, but just for a moment. Suddenly, the red-winged eagle, that is the body of Christ, its wings spread, began to move toward me as if to soar. Oh, I feel the move of the Holy Spirit as I write these words. Thank you, Jesus. You have to know Myra to appreciate that. It was the most beautiful bird I'd ever seen. He opened his wings. He entered the room, and his wingspan was so large, he filled the room from one side to the other. This is the body of God in his righteousness. At this point, I thought to myself, the two of us cannot fit in here. So I thought to turn around and run out of the room because I wasn't sure what he might do if he got too close. This is cute. I didn't sense any fear, just uncertain of its next move. Once out of the eagle's presence, I proceeded to go tell one of the ladies in the building what I'd just witnessed. I was excited in telling her the story, just as I've told it in this writing. This lady was looking at me with a puzzled look as if, "Are you kidding me, Colonel Mine? This story can't be true." I then woke up and I began to praise God with tears in my eyes. So I leave it for you guys to judge. It just touched my heart. And I knew the immediate meeting of both of those eagles. Immediate, what it meant. The body of Christ in this U.S. of A. And God's righteousness all through this dream. And through this body of believers, through Americans. You watch a change. You watch a great change. Mm-hmm.